Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
90.
Officially sponsored by
Brims and Tons Clothing.
Get the latest and greatest in hats, shirts, and shoe accessories. Only at brimsandtongues.com. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com.
Oh, we're coming in. Coming, we're here. Oh, hey, welcome. You're welcome to the Think You Rib Pibcast. It's a Pibcast? That's what it is. Now, that's what it is. Well, right now it's Sunday morning. My wife and I had a little date night last night. We actually went to see a comedy show. Boyma Freeman, past guest of the show. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian in the Twin Cities. We went and saw him at Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, located on the fourth floor Mall of America. And it was really cool. It was the first time I've ever seen somebody I know doing stand-up comedy. And Boyma, to me, and I know I'm opinionated because I know him, was by far the funniest person up there. But it was a good time. Always a good time. Where my wife and I were fans of stand-up comedy. I mean, I, of course, am a professional comedian and rapper. What else do I do? I stuff animals. I'm a taxidermist. I do taxes as well on the side. Podcaster, obviously. I'm really good at ceramics. I make cigarette ashtrays out of ceramics. And I actually choreographed the scene from Ghost with Demi Moore and Pat Swayze. The scene where they're, you know, doing the ceramic shit. That was me, choreographed that. Not the song, just the motions and everything that they're doing there. But this is episode number 90. Getting close to 100. Steady honey. This podcast, I went live. I like to go on location sometimes. And one of the times I went to my good friend Pete Rentz, MC Rentz's show at the Fine Line. But this time I've returned out on the road. I hit the road to Club Underground in Northeast Minneapolis for once again an MC Rentz show. He has a new group. Well, kind of a what do you call it? It's not a mashup, but MC Rentz and Fat Boy Fresh. And they have a project called Punch and Pie. So I thought, hey, let's interview them together. He thought, let's do that. We thought, why not? Together, we said at the exact same time. So this was Friday night. It's Sunday now. But either way, I went out there and we did the interview here. Talked about the movie The Neverending Story. Turns out Fat Boy Fresh has never even seen the movie. But we made do. You'll have to just listen and hear how that went down. But the show itself on Friday night was an MC Rentz show and Fat Boy Fresh. As Punch and Pie, and then Professor Fresh was also on the show, Fat C was on the show, Beasley was on the show. These are all past guests of the podcast. So, you know, I know them personally, Professor Fresh and Rentz, more so than others. We have history, and I just want to talk a little bit about friends, how many of us have them, you know, ones we can depend on. People might not understand yet that Rentz and Fresh, we have a lot of history together. We made music in the past, and that's no joke. We did a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool shit. And I just want to think, this is kind of serious, so just hear me out. Think of, like, your best friend. Your closest friends. I like to describe them as, can they make you laugh? Like, if you haven't seen them for, like, a month. If you're a close friend, should be able to make you laugh within, like, 30 seconds of just seeing them. I got a good friend, and this guy, his name's Jason. I remember when I first met him, it was in East Bethel, you know, like elementary school, and he got on the bus, this new kid, like probably fourth grade, wearing a jean jacket with like a Guns N' Roses something or other on the back of this jean jacket. And I was like, this kid's a badass. We're going to be friends. And actually, we've been friends ever since then. But let me tell you what a best friend does. So I've done many stupid things in my days. And he was either right along there for it or was still a friend of mine in the end, regardless of what I've done. Beyond that, you know, like I've done music and he would come to shows. He's been coming to shows. He went to shows. He supports this podcast. You know, all the shit that I've done where it's like out of the ordinary, I guess, because not so common. If you know me, like what, you know, to get on stage and make music like that wasn't me in the beginning, but I'm glad I did it. These are life experiences, and I've met people like MC Rents and Professor Fresh, and we've become good friends, and we're still friends, and it's just awesome. And people, like good friends like my friend Jason, it's like, they don't have to support you. They don't have to come out and do that shit. My dad didn't come and see me play until our very last show. So that's a good example, I guess. I don't know. Anyways, it was always a good time to see these guys, Professor Fresh, Fatsy, MC Rents. You know, they, because for one thing, Fresh lives in Mankato. I mean, you've heard the interviews on the podcast. If you haven't, go back, check those out. But it's just a cool time. It's always fun to pick up things where we left off, and, you know, we can always talk and make each other laugh, you know? And it's always a good time. And I think you can kind of capture that vibe here with MC Rents and Fatboy Fresh right here. I don't know Fatboy Fresh very well. Is it ironic that my rap name was Fatty McGee and my good friend Professor Fresh and his name is Fatboy Fresh? I don't know, man. I don't know. I'd like to talk to him about it. I don't really care. Maybe I do. Maybe I subconsciously do. Maybe he's paying homage. Maybe he likes me more than I know. He seems like a good guy. He was able to, like I said, he hadn't seen the Neverending Story, but he was able to keep up with us with just, you know, off the top of his head shit. So that's a good thing. But I've already said too much. You got to check out the interview here. Maybe it just seemed in the moment that I haven't even re-listened to the interview. So I remember it being a good time. Hopefully it translated from Friday night to Sunday morning right now. Here it is. The Neverending Story interview with Punch and Pie. This episode of the Thank You Rob podcast is episode number 90, and we're going to talk all about the Neverending Story. That's just it.
It's,
yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, fellas.
It's kind of cool to be on a couch like this.
Oh, what's happening?
We're actually live at Club Underground Spring Street Station, right?
Yeah.
Bruce Spring Street Station.
Jew.
Yep.
Right? Something. Today is August 22nd. Second? I was going to say 20. First.
Tacos.
Is it second?
Second.
All right. And you guys go by the name of Punch and Pie.
Punch and Pat.
MC Rents and Fatboy Fresh.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Drake.
Yes. God damn it.
Peter.
Do you not want people to know your real name?
No, it's not that. You know, it was just, when I was a kid, people couldn't read that name. They couldn't
what?
Even, like, I'm telling you, it was always Blake or Greg or
D-Rake.
Something.
They thought it was
D-Rake.
Blake. D-Rake. Rolled their tongue.
What's wrong?
Charles
with
Manson.
You know, that's a problem with kids these days.
Right.
Is they can't pronounce words.
I guess. Fancy. The people, too. I don't know. Fuck it. And then he became famous, and it was like this big thing. Now it's the coolest shit they ever heard. But in reality, you know.
I like
well,
it.
Well, you know what? We could talk about Trick. Bullying because in the movie, The Neverending Story, this young man was being bullied.
Yep.
The beauty of this is Fat Boy over here.
Yes.
I feel like I'm insulting you when I call you Fat Boy.
No, it's good. It all works.
At the same time, my nickname was Fatty for a long time.
Fatty, right.
And it still is.
Fatty McGee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, the movie The Neverending Story. 1984. Fat Boy Fresh. When were you born?
I was born in 88.
88, damn.
I've never even seen Neverending Story. And apparently that's blasphemy. I've never actually sat down and watched that movie. I've seen every other movie.
Every other movie, but not this.
But not that. I saw the flying sheepdog thing. Yeah, kids were on it. I remember seeing trailers, and I could ask is, where are the parents?
It's Falcor.
Kids, do you always let your children leave with 300-pound flying animals? Because
he saved them.
That's the topic.
You don't even know the story.
I don't even know the story. You're right.
You're fired.
Where are the parents?
Let me tell you what happened.
His mother died, FYI.
Oh, yeah?
It's just a father trying to raise a son, and the dragon's just trying to help some humans.
I don't even know shit.
He's the chosen one.
He is the chosen one.
He is the Neo of the 80s.
The Neo.
You know what else happened in 1984? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were debuted.
No.
The comic book.
Where?
Yeah. The comic book.
Where?
What do you mean where?
In New York? Manhattan?
No, like the comic book.
In Manhattan.
Sure, in Manhattan. In the world.
Free press. What the fudge is going on?
What the fuck?
Hey, here's a little tie to MC Rents over here. What else happened in 1984?
Ooh.
Tetris came out.
Whoa. Tetris. That's
tell me about Tetris.
Russia is way ahead of everything in the entire world. From weapons to
Russia.
Germany's alcohol.
Russia's like, let me show you. See, what you do is you take these blocks and you put them together, right? And then you're going to be fucking addicted. You think crack is addicting? Let me show you how to put these blocks together.
I will challenge anybody in Tetris, and I will dominate, except Karina Kausch.
Do you mind anywhere about this?
No.
In 1984, The Cosby Show debuted.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I love The Cosby
I'm young,
Show.
And Van Halen, 1984.
Yes.
You probably got that in your bulletin notes, don't you?
No, I don't.
Good.
But that was like
that means
obvious.
I came up with it.
This is
my show. This is a thank you,
Apple
Pete.
Apple Computers unveiled the Mac, the original Macintosh.
Damn.
Cost about $2,500.
In 84.
At the time, 128 kilobytes of RAM.
Wow.
Which is, today is like 2 or 4 gigabytes standard.
Right.
If I was a rapper and I was a computer nerd, my name would be Kilobytes.
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 That's got to be out there. That's too good.
There's like 50 of those out there probably, actually.
Yeah, yeah. You remember that guy on that show that C-Rays was on back on MTV? The Blizzard. Local white guy.
Yeah.
I bet you that's his name now. It's Kilobytes.
Kilobytes.
Blizzard
right.
is now Kilobytes.
Most importantly, in 1984, and I don't mean to put this movie above The Neverending Story, but Ghostbusters came out.
No,
it's pretty
much.
That's
eons past Neverending Story, and I've never seen that movie.
It's Igor's.
You've never seen Ghostbusters?
Egon's past that.
You've never seen, are you saying you've never seen Ghostbusters?
Oh, no,
come
please,
on.
No, I find that to be insulting. Right.
Really?
Come on.
Just put the mic down. Drake, let's go. Put the mic down. We're out of here.
So, this movie, The Neverending Story, is actually based off of a book.
Bloodyboombox.com.
Called The Neverending Story. All right. Have you ever read the book, Pete Rents?
What?
The Neverending Story, the book that never ends.
Nope.
Did you know that the book or the movie itself is based off of the first half of the book?
Does the book have the snake on the front? Otherwise, I'm
never
reading it.
So it does not.
Take that idea
it should.
And shove it up your ass.
It should.
It needs more boobs, probably. That's.
I'm going to get that snake tatted
on
my pelvic region, like right here.
That what is that thing called?
On my bush.
The Oracle? No, not the Oracle. Is it the Oracle?
Oh, yeah, it is.
The medallion piece that he used?
No.
I have no
the Oracle
idea
is the big
about.
Giant.
I have never seen
Oh, those are the two tower things, right?
Things with laser eyes. Yeah.
I remember those things freaked me out when I was a kid. I was like, I'm never going to run between two towered statues.
Their eyes open. Because
they're going to shoot me.
Jesus.
Right.
I actually have a little bit of acid. I should have eaten it and rewatched this movie to like have some deep fucking... Oh, man.
That might have to happen now because I feel like I have to watch this movie.
It's actually really pretty good.
So the movie is based on this boy. His name is Bastion Bucks. Did you know his last name is Bucks? B-U-X?
Yes.
Bucks? He did.
Yes.
Who is bullied by some kids. All right. We can all relate to that because kids are assholes.
Kids are douchebags.
Bastard Bucks head, butt heads bullying Bastion Bucks.
Bastards.
Bastard Buck hit butt.
So the kid's getting harassed by some other kids. He hides in this bookstore. And the bookstore owner, the bookstore's owner is like, get out. This place is filled with rectangular things with pages in them.
We don't have any beep-boop pop-oops.
He's very articulate.
Did he say that?
No, but I must note that the man in the bookstore looks identical to my father-in-law.
And you know what?
It's pretty great.
There is a lot of even the characters in this movie always reminded me of somebody in life.
You're right.
There's always like, man, that guy looks like the bat.
Yeah, that's that's madness. Don't think like that. It's like they found the most average people who look like everybody somehow.
Right. So Bastion takes the book. He goes to the attic of his school.
Schools have attics.
He's running late.
He's late from being bullied.
He's late. And
what year does this take place in?
1984.
Okay.
And he starts reading the book.
I just want to tell the whole story to Drake now, so he can.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even need to, you don't even need to see the movie.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, oh, I remember they were telling me about this part.
Right.
Yeah. So he goes to the attic of his school and he starts reading the book, and that's where the adventure begins.
Dum dum dum.
It's amazing. Yes. Cobwebs, dusty things.
So Pagemaster is a knockoff of this movie, is what you're saying?
Probably. Yeah.
Damn you, Macaulay Culkin.
Did you know this? The theme song of the movie is composed by Giorgio Moroder.
Moroder.
Who was featured on the latest Daft Punk album.
Oh, right.
Random Access Memories.
No shit. Oh.
There's actually a song called Giorgio by Moroder.
Moroder?
I like titbits.
So we have to take the ring to him? Is that what you're saying? Just give it to him directly?
Right. Okay. Moroder, yes.
Okay.
Just
clarifying.
To stop the nothing from happening.
Yeah.
The nothing.
Let's just tie in every sci-fi movie ever into this.
Yeah.
Okay.
This movie was probably huge for, like, I wasn't like a geek as a child, but it probably helped me shape me into being a somewhat of a sci-fi geek.
I agree.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the same time I was getting into Star Wars, exact same time.
Yeah,
so
Star Wars for sure.
Yeah.
Let's just
talk about Star Wars.
I was in kindergarten, and this kid named Nick Hansen brought the movie in on VHS, and we watched it in school.
Which one?
So Nick Hansen's the shit.
This
Neverending Story.
Okay.
Yeah.
No shit, huh?
And I remember that they wheeled in the TV on the cart, and we all watched it. And this Nick Hansen kid quoted the movie like word for word, and everyone was like, "Shut up, Nick!
Yeah,
shut up!
You're not that cool, Nick.
Stop it!" Yeah. And then I slept over his house once, and he wanted to watch the movie, and I was like, "I don't want to watch the movie because you're gonna fucking quote it the whole time."
Plus, he watched it in school. Is this like the only movie this kid owned?
It might have been. His house smelled funny too. I remember that.
I don't like that.
I only slept over at his house once. Mm. Once.
You thought you had a friend.
I thought so.
But you blew it with your smelly house and your bad movie taste.
Although, I my drummer Scotty. You guys know Scotty.
I know
Scotty.
I know him.
Everybody knows DJ SMC.
Yeah.
He's my best friend, and I slept at his house one time in third grade. And then we didn't become really good friends for like 15, 20 years later. So it's possible. You can have that one time kind of like, absolutely. Yeah. Proof.
So what,
proof.
Like 25 years later?
So you're predicting this,
I'm
right?
I'm going to look up Nick Hansen
That's
on
what I'm
Facebook.
Saying.
Like,
I was
or he's
going
to look you up, right?
Hey, man, I'm sorry.
You're going to run into him at a gas station. He's like,
you guys
you
should
look
watch
like
Neverending Story together.
How would you find a guy named Nick Hansen on Facebook?
It's my cousin.
I mean, could there be any more general names out there?
I have
there?
A Nick Hansen cousin.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Is it Nick
what
Hansen?
If it's the same kid.
I really doubt it.
Predators guy. How to Catch a Predator. Is that Nick Hansen? So
it's not the same.
It's not the guy.
It's not.
It's his name, Nick Hansen too.
Is it Nick Hansen? I don't know. I just know that if you do something bad, he'll appear in your kitchen like the Candyman with cameras. Like, yo, just let myself in through the window with a
That's
wrench.
That's how that shit happens.
Something I learned about The Neverending Story is it is available on Blu-ray.
I thought you were saying that there are actual predators in that movie as well. What was that, though? What would you say?
It's available on Blu-ray. Are you guys HD buffs at all? If I watch a movie, it typically has to be in HD.
You know what I've noticed?
Generally.
That I like movies in HD?
Generally.
HD movies... They're nice for everything that's not CG because you can see the CG like nothing. It's like 81 with the explosion in the background on fucking Star Trek. Like that looked real. That was definitely But on HD you can really see where it's not real compared to the regular standard.
And you know what? Watching this movie today, you can see like
it,
how fake shit looks. Did you notice that?
The what?
How fake?
How fake things look. Like when the kid's riding Falcor. You know, you're like, wow, that doesn't look too good.
We could make, we
I
should
bet you
remake
the machine
the movie.
Was dangerous.
We could do it just as good.
Yeah, he's just riding a, what is that? Like a
dragon.
What did you call
dog.
It?
The bowl.
A dragon sheepdog.
There you go. Yeah.
He's a with, luck dragon.
With pus bubbles.
A luck dragon.
A luck
he
dragon.
He looks like. Yeah.
He's got
he looks like
he's
a sheepdog.
Part reptile too. He's
and
got
he's
like
flat.
He's got some scales here.
That's the dragon in him. That's the dragon.
That's the dragon in him.
Yeah. It's just the dragon in me.
I just remember Family Guy when Peter rode Felcor into the ground.
Yay!
You're too heavy, guy.
Oh,
we're
man.
Going down.
Did that really happen?
That's fucking yeah, awesome.
Absolutely, that happened. I just rise him into the ground. I'm like, yeah, that's because that movie obviously wasn't that good. Because if that didn't happen in that movie, then what would be the point of watching it?
Yeah. Oh, do man. You remember, there's a kind of a creepy part when the kid, Atreyu, rides Falcor and he brings him to the Southern Oracle thing. And he wakes up and he's like explaining, like, you don't know why I'm here. Or how did you know I needed to come here? He's like, oh, you talk in your sleep. And he's like, then he's like, can you go ahead and scratch
yeah,
it
yeah.
on my
oh, my
ear?
God. What's really funny is me and my sleep. Old lady looked at each other like, oh, my God, that we didn't pick that up when we were younger.
Yeah.
For real. It was really creepy.
Yeah. So the next time some old dragon takes you on a trip, just remember, you're probably going to get, you know, fondled when you're sleeping.
But it's not with sexual intentions.
No, it's not.
It's just they're just cuddly motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Right.
Luck dragons.
I like to think of myself as a cuddly motherfucker.
So the luck dragons are sweet stalkers, is what you're saying? They only look
cuddly
from a distance. Which is
I think
real
we
enemy.
Need Nick Hansen.
You're right. Here comes, yeah, Dateline NBC.
He's a cuddly motherfucker.
Velcor, you know how old this child was?
No.
He's 11.
I love the. Are we skipping ahead if I talk about the turtle rock? He thinks it's a big little hill, and it's a fucking
right.
turtle.
Yeah.
Am I skipping ahead? Is that
no,
right?
No. We can
no
skip all around.
Because we're
talking
about voices, and like his voice is so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. What does he keep saying? He keeps...
What the fuck? That's acid.
But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
I shouldn't have touched those mushroom spores. Oh, wow.
This hill
they're
turned
actually,
into a tortoise.
There's some pretty trippy shit in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I might have
watch
to sit
it
down
on
watch
something.
It.
The point I was trying to make,
mother.
Though, when movies are usually translated, I guess it might be transferred to HD, they redo the sound of the movie to a surround sound.
Right.
This movie is not available in surround sound, only stereo.
Must have been some lower quality shit.
I don't know.
It was
just how it was filmed. Yeah.
Yeah. It was filmed in Germany.
That's
yeah,
what
of
it
all
is.
Places,
back to Germany.
Know?
Yeah.
Back to Germany.
Didn't we talk about Germany? Or
we were
I
talking
have
about Russia.
Dreams.
That was Russia.
I have dreams about Germany.
Tetris in Russia. Never ending story in Germany.
The Germans own Russians, though.
Do
is
they?
That, is that real?
No, I don't think so.
No.
That's the 1800s.
Germans own themselves.
Yep.
You know, they built a wall. Isn't that fucking crazy that happened? Like, we're going to build a wall so you can't leave this city. Mm. That's real.
I'm
talking about the Berlin Wall.
That's when you start digging tunnels. Fuck you.
Yeah, people did. They built tunnels and they did all sorts of crazy shit.
Right.
People died for you.
So, completely off subject.
Yeah.
I noticed this the other day.
What
so,
is it?
Have you ever seen, you've seen Armageddon, obviously. I mean,
yeah.
It was only like the greatest movie in 2000, or like, what is it, 98 is when that came out?
Sounds about right.
I was thinking, it occurred to me this. So, when they go to the Mir and they land, the Mir ends up blowing up. Because apparently Americans suck and we can't just touch shit without, you know, that's why we can't have nice things. And then they leave, but they get to the part in the thing and the, you know, spoiler, you know, whatever. They get to the, where the nuke turns on and he gets the gun out of the box and he's like, no, I'm going to do this. I have protocol. So it occurred to me, did they blow the Mir up on purpose? Like, hey, we're going into space. All right, let's get this Russian thing out of the way. Merca, you know, fly out. Let's let, you know, the last
hashtag
boat.
#Merca.
But I just realized how like ridiculous that is, how impossible of a scenario that was. It was just...
That is a real big side note there.
Yeah.
That was really off topic.
That was real off topic. I've been thinking about it for a couple of days, though, in all of its randomness. But
That's
they did
cool.
that shit on purpose.
You know, this podcast is full of randomness and spoilers, might I
and
add.
And spoilers, yeah.
Like, you haven't seen the movie Neverending Story, and we've basically told you the whole movie almost.
It'll still... Yeah. You just got to be under the influence now.
Right, right.
Yeah. Take some Sid...
That's what it sounds like. You're talking
there's
about
also
a flying fucking
so,
rug yeah. and
so there's
shit.
There's a racing snail, and it's not the movie Turbo, all right? There's a giant bat that this guy rides like a fucking acrobat.
Like heavy metal style? Like
yeah.
Almost like a,
okay.
a hang glider
like
style.
Like a hang glider, yeah.
Like he uses a bat as a hang glider.
Interesting.
Crazy
there's
bat.
A giant tortoise. There's a scary wolf.
Okay.
And
you totally forgot the rock biters, dude.
The rock biter, yeah.
You're talking about the camping scene at the beginning.
Yeah.
The rock biter, a giant man made of rocks and eats only rocks.
So the thing was there?
The nothing.
the nothing is coming, and he's coming. He's like,
he really likes tasting limestones.
They ate all my limestones. These are some really tasty limestones. This is a great party. Oh, the nothing is coming. Let's go. And that's what happens.
That's pretty much it.
Is that quoted too, or?
Yep. Yeah, a lot of it was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No joke.
I think Jesus. Someone needs to tell him to put the scotch down a little bit. I mean, 20-year alcoholism.
Fucking rocks your whole life. Right. You know?
It's good for your bones, man. Yeah.
It turns them to rock.
Your mom's good for my bones.
You might be a little slow. Got the Forrest Gump thing going.
So there's a young warrior named Atreyu. Are you familiar with the band?
Oh, absolutely.
Atreyu. Yeah. That band's named after the character.
Joe's
so that's how much this movie rocks.
Joe John with Treason, hashtag your favorite music sucks.
I looked up, because none of these actors in this movie, it's no one you would even see today. The kid who played Atreyu, him and his wife own a tattoo shop in Los Angeles.
I could see
interesting.
It. I could
and
see
he's
it.
Like, he's all tatted up right now.
I could see it.
Yeah. I would go to his shop and just be like, I got a tattoo from fucking Atreyu. Yeah.
That'd be badass.
That's pretty dope.
It would. Coming from the guy who's never seen the fucking movie.
I thought Atreyu was pretty manly. When I was a kid and I watched this, Atreyu was kind of manly.
He was.
He couldn't be any less manly in this movie.
I was watching the movie
with
my kids.
My daughter was convinced it was a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, brother. Pyro the Fire Spawn. Fire.
Yes.
Pyro.
I was just going to say, I showed this movie to my kids, and my oldest son was like, is that a girl? Because Atreyu does look like a young girl. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've beaten this like a dead horse.
Oh my God!
Just like
yes.
What's it? Artax. Just like Artax.
I beat dead horses for hours, so we're not quite there. I'm just kidding.
I used to think it was sad when the horse sank.
Oh, absolutely.
But now I was kind of like, come on, don't succumb to the sadness.
Yeah.
Don't let the sadness pond suck you in.
Have you seen the movie The Neverending Story?
Yes.
Yeah.
I might have to trade him out just so you guys can have your conversation. I'm like the one asshole in the room, doesn't know.
No, it's fun to explain it to you.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break. We're going to take a break, and then we'll talk about punch and pie.
Yes.
I like pee and pee.
Pot and pee.
Hashtag.
Pot and pee.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Tag hash.
Tag hash.
I think you should get more producers on this, or DJs. DJs don't talk much, but...
Cool what is with this guy? Doesn't he know he'd look a lot better with a Brims and Tongues hat on? Or maybe even some Tongues in his shoes? Or just a Brims and Tongues t-shirt? If he had any idea, I would direct him to brimsandtongues.com and have him check out the web store and maybe get a new shirt or something. Anything would help. Only at brimsandtongues.com.
And we're back from the break. The listeners are no wiser. They have no idea. They're like, did they take a 3-hour break?
Let me guess. It's something about some douche-ass nut rolls.
No.
I saw a new nut roll.
What is it?
What?
You didn't see it?
Well, I've seen. Okay, wait a minute. Before you go on, there's the peanut butter.
Nut roll?
And there's a
Pearson's?
Cashew one, and there's an almond one.
Yeah, I saw that.
He knows about
that's why
all
I was
the
asking.
Snack food
just,
treats.
I just don't
before
don't
they hit the streets.
This is the moment where I plug my sponsor, Brims and Tongues, though.
Oh,
Brims
yeah.
and Tongues.
Brims
you
and
guys,
Tongues.
You guys know
Brims.
About Brims and Tongues?
Absolutely.
Y'all know about Brims and Tongues?
I do.
Fat Boy Fresh knows nothing about Brims and Tongues. There's a flyer right there in front of
you. I'm just out of the loop today. Let me see this flyer.
No, it's cool.
Let's peep it
out.
Cool.
All
right.
Brims and Tongues, they make hats.
The way to customize your shoes.
They make
no
hats
shit, huh?
and shoe tongue inserts with patterns that match. You get
we
to coordinate.
Actually get some bloody boombox.
And the whole
Brims and Tongues. I'm gonna hit these cats up.
Might have to get
that
the black chucks with
we
the,
should all rock
the Newport tongue. The Newport pack tongue. It'd be hot.
Wee! Well, now I have a segment. It's called the High Five. So let's get into this here. So Fat Boy Fresh, you kind of came up in the 90s, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
Fat
you were
C
born
in the house.
You were born in 88.
Fat C, what up?
What's up, fella?
What now?
You came up in the 90s. What is a terrible fashion trend that you succumbed to in the 90s?
You know, actually, I was never a trend person. I guess what you would call that. They tell me I'm a hipster, apparently.
What?
Apparently, if everyone thinks it's really fresh. I'm 9 out of 10 times do not think it is as fresh as they claim it to be.
Okay.
So, like, they're like, oh, let's do the thing. And I'm like, but I'm going to do this. And I was always like that asshole, always. I don't know. I'm just defiant. I don't know.
So the 90s. You never got into what?
No, I think the closest I got to that was the backward pants.
Okay.
You know, I think okay. I did that
you
once,
did
and
that.
I you know try to piss and.
Right.
You, yeah. It's,
I did
conflict.
That. Pissed I did the butt. Backward pants things too.
Right.
Were you into but, crisscross or? What?
Oh yeah, I mean it was good. Yeah. Yeah. I was still pretty little.
He
when
was
that
a baby.
Was man.
Right.
Like
you
88.
Were.
88.
You're just babies, man.
Baby,
we're just
babies.
Babies.
Yeah, so I did listen to Master P though.
Ah,
being like seven, ah, they crack like this.
Make, nice. make.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
So Pete Renz, having grown up in the 80s, what was a terrible fashion trend that you succumbed to?
A terrible from the 80s?
Yeah, from the 80s.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Are you kidding me?
Hairstyle?
Oh, that shit's hot these days.
Were you
days.
Wearing Zubas?
That's the 90s, brother.
Oh, was it 90s?
Oh, you better
late
believe
80s,
it.
Early 90s?
I'd say maybe yeah, 90 at the earliest.
Let's just say in
you
your
might be metal, right. It might have been late 80s.
Let's
yeah.
not let's not pigeonhole it.
All right.
In your younger days, what's a terrible fashion trend?
Oh, okay.
In early 80s, it's rollover from the 70s, so it's kind of like high-tech 70s. So I liked it. I dug all 80s shit. I dig every trend. Hmm. I think it's all fun.
You and your skinny jeans you're wearing right now.
My skinny dickies.
Skinny dickies.
My skinny dickies.
Classic.
Okay, if you could be one animal, what kind of animal would you be? A luck dragon?
Flying sheepdog?
Wolf dragon thingy.
If I could be any animal, I would be fucking Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
I would be Roger Rabbit.
An animated yep. animal in real life.
Yep, and I'm going home with his wife, Jessica Rabbit.
Oh,
this was a tactical decision. But yeah, I no. If I could be an animal, I'd probably be, I don't know. Couldn't even tell you. Fucking tiger or some shit. Who knows?
Tigers? I like tigers.
Or a gorilla. I could throw shit at people.
You could even like make that. Up an animal.
Make up an animal. Oh, I would be a
chupacabra.
Oh, there you go. I'd probably be a werewolf.
That's not even made up.
That's badass. Not made up. That's a real thing.
Yeah. I'd probably be a werewolf, flat out.
A teen wolf.
Teen wolf. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
with
an
the,
awesome
with
80s
the low
movie.
Cut basketball shorts. Exactly.
Exactly.
And
a great
band.
Trend. People might think that's a bad trend, but when my afro grows out a little bigger, I'm gonna rock those shorts for punch and pie sets.
Right.
You better believe it. You better believe it. I just gotta Classic. Lose, it, drop a few pounds. You
that
know.
That means I need to get the '70s detective look with the V-neck.
Yes. There you go.
Get the little taco meat going with the gold chain. Get the Walther 9mm. Run around.
All right, Fat Boy Fresh. What's your? Today is Friday. Okay. What is your favorite day of the week?
Probably Friday.
Right
yeah.
now. We're living yeah. in it, man. We're living in
Absolutely.
it.
Absolutely. Why not? It's Friday. Come on. Everyone gets paid. Everyone gets to get drunk. You got all weekend. You've pawned your children off on somebody.
Absolutely.
Good times.
You're going Friday, too, Pete Renz?
I couldn't agree. Absolutely.
You couldn't agree.
Yep.
Absolutely.
TGI.
Mm-hmm. TGI.
And that's true. After that
TIGF. Fat Boy Fresh, yes. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, who
oh,
would
geez.
It be?
Who As would in, it be? Like, the actual sitcom family? Because that's actually a good question.
I got Family Matters. That'd be family so matters. Awesome. That would be awesome. But
know,
I'd
what's
live,
the theme
I'd live,
song
Do I have to live
matters?
With them or do I have to live with Urkel? I'd want to live with Urkel, and I'd come over
well,
with him.
You could go with either.
I'd be like, yeah. Do. I'd walk around holding Urkel on a chain. I'd give... He'd walk in like I'm giving him walks. Take a Urkel off for walks.
Fat Boy, what do you got?
I guess probably the Jetsons or something. That'd be pretty
Jetsons?
Fresh. Yeah.
That would
I could
be
see,
good.
Jess, I could see you in that.
Because I would be like the friend of the family who'd come in, yeah?
His boy, Fat Boy.
Or like, exactly.
Do you remember the theme song for Family Matters?
Yeah. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I love that show.
The Milkman, the Paperboy, that's Full House.
Evening TV.
That's not the first time that song has been sung on this
Everywhere
podcast. I want you to
look.
Know.
I like that.
Yeah, I actually remember that. I remember that.
Last question. What is the one thing you wanted as a kid but you never got?
Ooh.
A tattoo.
As a kid?
Oh, I begged my parents.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It was honestly
wow.
ICP stuff. I was trying to get...
Oh,
it
right.
was like around the second Joker's card. I'm like, I want Carnival of Carnage and Ringmaster on my back because I'm going to get all six. And then by the time three or four or five came out, I was like, thank God. Thank you, parents. I've gone out of my way to thank my parents for not letting me. So, I mean, you know what I mean? It's I never got it.
Double-edged sword.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Okay.
I think, how old were you at that point? 16?
14?
14?
15? Yeah.
What if you were like 10 and you had a tattoo? Would you be like the badass of the school?
I was like, I just turned 13 when I got my first tattoo.
Okay. What was it?
That's cool.
What
a mushroom on my arm. Yep.
Okay.
And it was actually kind of depressing. My mother and grandmother found out that I got a tattoo. I smoke weed and smoke cigarettes all in about 4 seconds, and they beat me from the main room in like American Legion all the way to the parking lot. And then my aunt got involved, and then I was just maliciously beat by my family for doing these things. And it was a good
and
time.
Here you are, still doing
it. still yep, still rocking it.
So what is the one thing that you wanted as a child but you never got?
You know, I can vividly remember. I wanted the G.I. Joe Command Center. I was like 8. I wanted that shit so bad. I would have eaten somebody like with a fucking spoon to have that. And I didn't get that. I got the Batcave, which was still fresh.
That is pretty dope.
That's cool.
But I wanted the G.I. Joe Command Center and had like, you know, the Cobra Commander and like the Jeep and all that cool shit. I didn't get it.
That was pretty dope, man.
Even back in like the, you know, late 90s, that was still like $150.
Yeah.
Toys R Us, you know, taxing that ass like it still does. But, yeah, I always wanted that.
Are you a G.I. Joe fan still?
No. I mean, no. Like everything else, they ruin it with the movies and all that shit. But
we're all fans of the E-Bombs world, G.I. Joe's, naturally.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
The PSA.
I'm a computer.
Yes. I'm a computer.
I'm a computer.
Have you seen the second G.I. Joe movie, the newest one?
They're all horse shit.
Yeah, I think I did, and I didn't like that one either.
I got to say, they did try to write some things they did wrong in the first movie.
That is true. Granted, I mean, I thought there was some cool shit about the first one.
Like
the
hire
suits.
A Wayne's brother?
Yeah, they fired the Wayne's brother for the second one.
They were like,
one.
Hey, man.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. in the second one, though, there's some kick-ass ninja scenes, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, like when they're on the cliff and stuff.
Yeah, that's fucking cool, man.
That was badass. That was badass.
All right, let's get into Punch and Pie.
Punch and Pie.
Oh, dang.
So, Fatboy Fresh and MC Renz, do you guys call yourselves Punch and Pie as a group, or is that just the name of the album?
No, I call him that. Like, it's like a cuddle name. I'm like, hey, Pie, you coming over to record today?
When it's cold out. Yeah.
Hey, Pie. Hey, Punch.
Because what goes better than Punch and Pie?
Right. They all come when there's Punch and Pie.
How did this project come together?
Like the Beatles, when they wrote the song Come Together?
Yep.
That's how it happened.
Actually, literally.
Me right now. No, I just started out with the song. I just wanted to get the homie on a track, and we hit it off.
Yep. Got to talk about all types of business.
Socially and emotionally.
You were like, this guy really knows how to cuddle.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The snuggling was good. No. Yep.
His body contours with mine very well.
Right.
That's very exactly well. How
we were
project started.
Am I the one? Should I be telling the story? Or?
Yeah.
You were there.
If you narrated it.
Well, I'm conducting the interview.
One song turned into two or three, four. And then we're at about 14, 15, 16 right now, something like that.
In a very, very short amount of time.
We just can't finish the album. Just keep making new shit and...
It keeps growing.
Putting more work onto my plate, but I don't mind because it's coming together really nice. So.
How big is your plate?
It's pretty big.
It's a platter, motherfucker.
It's a platter. It's a platter, he says.
It's a kitchen. That's how big my plate is. But, yeah, no, that was cool. Yeah, it actually came together really fast. We talk about, you know, maybe trying to network and to grow as, like, a team.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sat down. We did a song, and then we kind of came back, and then all of a sudden we did 9. And then it was like, boom, we're sitting at 16, 15, 16.
17.
Been, right.
18.
Yeah. It'll keep going.
What, we start in like May?
Yeah, we set on 12, but we dropped 22.
10 will get you 20. 20 will get you 40, you know?
Dim's 10.
That's just basic
life.
Math.
That's life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But no, it's a badass album for sure.
So you just released the track Crackers.
With a Z.
With a Z.
With a Z.
And I'm offended by the title.
Yep.
It's offensive.
That was the point.
So that's working.
I hate white people.
But you have the pre-release for the album. It's for sale. You can pre-order it.
Yes, sir. Bloodyboombox.com.
It's a website.
Yep.
Tell me about the website.
Pre-order. If you pre-order, you get the record a month before we actually release it.
A whole month.
So you get it, and we haven't even released it to the public. You can jam to it. You can whack off to it. You can finger yourself to it. A month before anybody else gets to.
Can I finger myself to it?
Please do.
Is that okay?
Please.
Please do.
Please do.
You could do that and finger a friend at the same time, and that's how good it is.
So the title of the album is just Punch and Pie.
Punch and Pie. MC Ren's a Fat Boy Fresh, Punch and Pie.
Are you doing like a scented cover, album cover, so it smells like punch?
A scratch and sniff?
Yeah,
not
scratch
a bad
and sniff.
Idea.
Like the front of the album is scratch and smell like a punch. Punch, like fruit punch, maybe?
I mean, naturally.
Bloody fruit punch?
See, now,
naturally.
If only we could do something where you scratched it and you sniffed it and you actually punched you in the face, that would be what it would be like.
Right. Like a punch to the face.
Yeah. I don't know what that would smell like, but it probably smells like pain.
What's your favorite kind of pie?
My personal?
Yeah.
Banana cream pie.
Banana cream?
I hate pie.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
I hate pie, yeah.
Well, that's wild.
Get
I didn't know that.
Fuck
You're supposed to
here.
Say, I hate punch, motherfucker. No, I like Hershey's pie. That's about it.
What?
Hershey pie?
Hershey. Like
Hershey,
the chocolate?
Hershey pie from Burger King.
Oh,
the
yeah.
little pies, yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.
My fat quivered. That sounded delicious. I can't even lie.
I heard it.
It was like, wah, 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 wah. Food me.
I felt the wave.
So you guys have some videos in the works?
Absolutely. Two or three of the dims.
Music videos?
Coming out in the next couple weeks, yep.
Yep, oh yeah.
You'll hear about them.
Yeah.
I'd say keep your eyes open, but you won't even have to because it'll be shoved in your face.
I edited. Did I hear that you're parodying the Anaconda video by Nicki Minaj for one of them?
Oh, that's undisclosed. You know, it's confidential.
You don't want to talk about that yet.
Yeah, it's sensitive topic.
For real.
And release date. Let's talk release date.
Pre-orders September 15th. We'll ship them September 15th, otherwise October 14th, 2014.
That's the jump off.
Official.
So there's a date for the show?
Nope.
Release date show?
It's a Tuesday. We're doing it legit.
Right.
We're big boys. We're playing the big boys now, so it's a Tuesday.
I hear that's
trying to get the little mini tour going.
Yeah, we're going to hit the road in November to help promo the record as well.
Where are you going to go?
Just a little Midwest jaunt.
I'm going to the moon.
And back?
Oh, no.
No, you're going to stay.
We're leaving forever on a jet plane.
Moon children. So you got, a tour, mini tour.
Yeah, a little week-long little thing.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, South Dakota, Denver, Illinois, Iowa type stuff.
Don't you know?
Ja.
Some place you can get and come back, right? You can go from one to the other. You can perform your music at one venue and then pack things up and then go to the next one.
Absolutely.
That's like a tour. That's what you're talking about.
A tour.
Tour.
It's kind of like
tour.
A traveling, awesome
Hobo circus.
We're
going on tour.
That's just amazing.
Right. And the intention is to make money. And then you would take that money and then maybe
buy some
food.
Well, the intention is to spread the music.
Well, yeah.
The money's just a plus.
Right. Share your love.
The intention's to come back with a couple pennies so I don't get kicked out of my house.
Okay.
Yep.
I got a couple pennies.
And then maybe take those
stuck
pennies.
In the middle of nowhere.
Reinvest them.
Amber,
reinvest, exactly.
Come and save me.
Amber. So, what else do you got? Are you guys releasing more songs before the album?
That's definitely
with
a possibility.
The videos?
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll have a new single coming soon.
What's the next one, you know?
Sunwalkers with a Z. Nah.
Everything with a
Everything's
Z.
Everything's with a Z.
That's what the song's called.
With a Z.
Everything's with a Z. No,
it's like Zorro.
You'll see. You'll hear the video for Crackers, and you'll hear it.
That's how awesome the video will be.
And then you'll
see
the next single. All MP3 right. style.
It's going to be awesome.
So you want to talk about BloodyBoombox.com?
Sure.
You got a new website, I hear.
Recently redone by I Define Design.
I know that guy.
Good
cats. The guy
over
that
there.
Runs
good
that case. Place. Yeah.
Great guys.
You know, for a large corporation like that, it's surprising how easily you can get in contact with the CEO.
For real.
Yeah.
Within a matter of 18 hours, I hear back.
That's pretty crazy.
It's great.
Yeah.
Just
got
redone. But it's mobile friendly, quick and to the point.
Looks
really
nice.
All the new artists. Yeah, it's banging. Bloody
I like
box.
It. I like it.
It's beautiful.
One piece at a time, right?
It turned out very nice. Rents, you're on Facebook. I've seen you on Facebook.
Sometimes.
At MC Rents, facebook.com/MC Rents.
Yep, I'm there.
And then Fatboy Fresh is out there, too.
Yeah, I am.
You are. PHATBOIPH. Write this down.
RESH.
Write this down. MN. Got a pen. Get a pen. You got a pen?
Got a pen. Got it.
PHATBOI. Write this down.
Boy.
PHRESH. Write this down. MN. No space is in there.
No space.
The write this down stuff I was saying isn't part of the address either. But Punch and Pie is also out there. Facebook.com/punchandpie
33. Absolutely.
Punch and Pie.
Punch and Pie.
Not Punch
and Pie. Buddy Boombox. Just Google that shit. You'll get everything you need.
Yeah. I also have to remind the listeners to head over to thankyourob.com.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, that's a website too.
I know.
It is. And there's a link to podcast episodes where you can listen to, like, I think episode number 2 or 3.
Oh, 89
MC
of them?
Rents.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and then
I came up
time.
With this shit. I invented the Thank You, Pete Robcast. From there, he just took over from episode 2.
I did.
He's just flying with it.
And I
want to
thank you for that.
You're welcome, Rob.
I want to thank you.
Paved a beautiful road. 89 episodes. That's
this is actually, yeah. This
that's
is number 90
shit.
Though.
Almost at the
we're
centennial.
We're at
that's
number
good.
90 right now.
How
here.
Do you still live at home?
How?
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good. Props. Shouts to Tara.
Shout out Tara.
Tara.
She does listen to every episode.
Tara, I love you. Tara.
I love that skirt you're wearing.
Oh, sad. Ooh.
Can't find
my wife doesn't shave her legs. It's like Teen Wolf. Remember Teen Wolf when he turns into the wolf? That's what it's like. I'm
just
kidding.
I'm doing
Tara.
A front flip too. That's
her legs are, for the most part, very, very smooth.
Well,
the
actually,
way that
I'll
fur
envision
blows
that
in
forever
the
now. When I see her wife, hairy legs. I'm gonna ask her to see him next
you're
time.
Like, and there's also a link to iDefine Design on ThankYouRob.com where you can see past work I've done. You know,
absolutely.
I've done some things.
You're a pro. I'll be honest. Things. You're a pro.
Well, I've right?
Thank you, Rob, for
you
being a pro.
There's also a link to Brims and Tongues right on my website.
Absolutely.
There's also a link to Fuzz Talk Radio.
Fuzz Talk.
You guys know Fuzz Talk?
Familiar.
Yes.
Yeah. Mankato.
Oh, yes.
Professor Fresh is here.
Professor Fresh?
He is not happy. He is unhappy right now.
He's looking at you.
Any last words, guys?
He's angry.
Any last words you want to say?
Punch a pie?
Punch, yeah, pretty much.
That's it? Punch and pie.
Punch and pie.
Handshakes and high fives.
Turn around. Look at what you see. She may think